KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for today, Highway 49 was closed for most of the morning yesterday, just south of the McCollumy River. According to the San Andreas CHP, just before 8 o'clock, the driver of a large boom truck lost control and the vehicle rolled onto its side in the 13 Corners section of the roadway. The highway was shut down at Electra Road and just north of Wendell's. The driver was airlifted from the scene to a Valley hospital. Cal Fire, McCollumy Hill Fire, and Jackson City Fire responded, along with the Highway Patrol. The vehicle involved in the accident was from a company working with PG&E in the area.
And after a six-day trial and over 8 hours of deliberation, a Calaveras Superior Court jury found Joseph Riley Bigger guilty of continuous sexual abuse of his underage daughter repeatedly while the two were living at their San Andreas apartment. The defendant pled not guilty to one count of continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14 and 13 counts of lewd acts with a child under 14. Now, he was found guilty of all 14 charges last week and will be sentenced June 10th. Calaveras Deputy District Attorney Monique Neese told reporters she was proud of the victim's strength and perseverance, especially being so young and under such difficult circumstances. Now, testimonies included five law enforcement and forensic officials, the victim, her mother, and two expert witnesses called by the prosecution, and the defendant, his 15-year-old son, and one expert witness called by the defense. District Attorney Barbara Yoke said after the decision was made, she was pleased with the jury's verdict and grateful for their time and attention to this case. Bigger awaits sentencing at the Calaveras County Jail.
And Saturday afternoon, Cal Fire crews rolled to a reported vegetation fire off of Carson Street and Amador Avenue in Amador Pines. First responders found a small escape debris burn of about 3/4 of an acre in size, moving at a slow rate of spread. Crews were quickly able to get a wet line around it, and the fire was brought under control. Now, late Friday afternoon, Calaveras fire crews were called out to the Glencoe area. A small escape debris burn was discovered by a Fish and Wildlife official in the area of Highway 26 and 3 Cent Flat Road at about 4:30. According to Cal Fire, that fire was the direct result of not having the proper clearance around a fire. Now, remember, burn permits went into effect May 1st. Keep that pile size down to 4x4 and have a 10-foot clearance down to bare mineral soil around the burn pile. Stay in attendance with a shovel and water supply, and most importantly, completely extinguish the fire when you're done for the day. A misdemeanor citation can be issued for escaped debris burns, and you could face prosecution and be forced to repay the cost of fire suppression efforts.
And Wildfire Preparedness Week upon us in the Golden State. Cal Fire cautioning homeowners that wildfires have changed and we must adapt, stating that once again California's wet winter has created a sizable crop of new grass growth. Cal Fire officials caution the public not to let the soggy weather deter from preparing property, as now is the precise time to act to prevent wildfire. Statistics already this year show Cal Fire's responded to more than 470 wildfires, burning over 1,180 acres. Now, back in March, Governor Newsom directed Cal Fire to recommend immediate, medium, and long-term actions to help prevent destructive wildfires, of which 35 priority fuel reduction projects covering 90,000 acres were identified. Now, when work is completed, it will help protect over 200 of the state's most wildfire-vulnerable communities. And Cal Fire reminds us all, taking the initiative to prepare your home and community now will be key in preventing the unfathomable damage wildfires can cause.
And the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians invites the community to attend the 6th annual Chausey Day Celebration, a weekend-long event welcoming spring with Native American games, cuisine, dancing, and crafts on the 25th through the 26th from 9 to 4. Adam Dalton, tribal chairman of the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians, tells KVGC, "This is a great opportunity for Californians near and far to learn about Native American history and simultaneously enjoy a variety of unique food, music, and activities. According to Dalton, the native name for the site is Chaw-See. That's the Miwok word for grinding rock. The Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park was created back in 1968 and is located right off Pine Grove Volcano Road. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning. Again, we want to congratulate the new Miss Ione. Miss Ione was crowned on Saturday evening, and Miss Ione is Claire Scaly. First runner-up, Haley Sullivan. Second runner-up in Miss Congeniality is Chloe Risha. So congratulations. And that's a look at local news from a Gold Country Monday morning from the newsroom.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.